Guys, I want to let you guys in on a little secret on Maryland's Eastern Shore. Webb Johnson, Quaker Neck Outfitters, and Gun Club. These guys are top-notch when it comes to killing whitetails, doves, and waterfowl of any species. These guys tear up birds in flooded impoundments on creeks, ponds, rivers, you know, the bay. These guys are doing it all, and they're doing it really well. They aren't a guide who baits a hole with corn. They just flood a cornfield and hunt it. You can go down there right here in Maryland, and you can have a flooded cornfield hunt. How cool is that? There's been a lot of pintails around. How about a black duck? How about a teal? Anything you want, really, guys. Hey, the sky's the limit over there. Pip blinds, A-frames. Check them out, QuakerNeckGunClub.com. Hey guys, Mike here. I want to let everybody know it's just going to be me today because I am a little behind on scheduling, to be honest. Deidre and I, our two businesses that we own and operate are steadily moving along and growing, and things have been a little hectic. To be honest, today's Monday, May 6th, and I didn't have anything to do today. Went turkey hunting this morning, got a little wet, and then got back home, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to record a podcast for this week. And things have been a little crazy. I know I have the 3B guys in for the next podcast. But anyway, thank you guys for listening, as always. I'm glad that so many people enjoy this podcast. I'm glad I can do it. Unfortunately, as I said, I have been swamped in my other endeavors recently, and I'm really hoping to be able to continue to do this. On today's podcast, though, I'm going to go over some off-season items that you can focus on, maybe a few things that in my eyes, you should be looking to purchase right now, as well as some things you can do to prepare for the season. These are just some things that I do and that I've purchased over the years this time of year or whatever the case may be. I just want to give you guys some insights, some tips and tricks, things like that. One thing that I want to start with, some items that you should purchase or get a hold of now, while it's spring, and not fall, while it's turkey season. These are some items that you should be looking to purchase, because you can get them on a deal. If you don't know what Rogers Sporting Goods is, get your head out of your asshole and Google it. Get on over there and check that out. That's where I get a lot of my hunting stuff in the off season. Rogers during the season runs some great deals. Rogers in the off season is killer. We all know how expensive shotgun shells are. If you are a waterfowl hunter,
Honestly, shells in general, if you need rifle ammunition, this is the time of year. Muzzleloader, Sabots, this is the time of year. Purchase ammunition other than turkey rounds now. From upland bird loads and squirrel loads and 22s to shotgun shells, like, you know, I buy Federal number threes by the case, 3-inch. And I, you know, when I buy them by the case, I'm getting them for substantially less, especially in the off season. I'm getting them for substantially less than I would get them in, you know, September when I go, oh shit, I need shells. Don't be the person that says, oh shit, I need shells. Get your shells now. Get them over there at Rogers. The best time is actually like February, March. Like March is probably the best month to get them. But it's not too far removed from March. It's a good time to get on Rogers Sporting Goods. Look for some ammunition. Also, another thing that I like to purchase this time of year is, if honestly, I haven't done it in a long time because I have a lot of decoys, but if you want some waterfowl decoys, this is the time of year. This is where like Rogers will be running. Even the one that's never on sale during the season is Avian. And even maybe it's like $5 off or something. Rogers will have like Avian black ducks and mallards for sale. If you like spending more money on like more detailed decoys, you can get a lot of diver decoys this time of year for cheap. This is a great time to get a hold of like a chunk of diver decoys if you want. Also, Facebook Marketplace. Get over to Facebook Marketplace, type in decoys, and just see what pops up. This time of year, if people are pure outdoorsmen, they will be focused on turkey hunting. So you're not going to have a large number of people looking for waterfowl decoys. At the same time, there aren't going to be a lot of people selling waterfowl decoys if they are worth their salt and they understand market values and supply and demand. But there will be dumbasses who list decoys. I can't say dumbasses. Some people will just be trying to downsize to maybe buy something to go fishing with, you know. But also there will be dumbasses who don't know what they're doing and list their shit in April and May. So definitely hop on there. Summer's ramping up. People are turkey hunting right now. They're getting into fishing. They are not thinking about December waterfowl season. It's the perfect time to go into Marketplace and haggle down somebody and get a dozen canvasback decoys for $40 or something. Like, it's the time of year. So decoys, you know, if you want to buy them new, go to Rogers. Maybe check out Max Prairie Wings. Honestly, guys, in my opinion, Max Prairie Wings, not that I don't really like it. Most of their shit is, I bet it's an awesome thing to see in person. One of my good friends, Kurt, who I hunt with a good bit, he goes to Arkansas every year. They go to Max. He loves it there, whatever. But it's, you know, it's really cool there. Online, it's not the place. Rogers is the place. You could buy really anything on Rogers that you need for hunting. And it's normally cheaper, and then they run a ton of deals. So obviously I already went over ammo, decoys. Like I said, guys, decoys, if this is the time, do not falter, do not fuck around, do not buy decoys in September. Please don't. You're giving. All right. Look, all the decoy companies, their decoys are all made in China, except for G&H, which is made Minnesota, I think. Anyway, all of them are made in China. Fully. The paint details, everything is fucking done in China. If you are giving a decoy company, let's just use Avian X. If you're giving Avian X $139.99 for six black duck decoys in September when you that are made in China and painted in China when you could have got them in March, April, May for $119.99. You burned $20 for decoys that are made in the same factory as probably the Higdon decoys that are, you know, $69.99. Like, but either way, don't throw your money away, guys. Really, you could build an entire diver spread right now for probably a half to three quarters of what you can build one in September. So another thing is clothing. There's going to be new clothing, new waders, new blah, blah, blah coming out this summer, especially late summer. Companies already have these bad boys in their back pocket. They're ready to start throwing out the card of check out the nude. Look at our new camo pattern. Look at this. Yada, yada. Bullshit. Guys, buy last year's fucking, clothing. All this clothing is just about the same nowadays. Buy the shit from last year. Go into Roger Sporting Goods or what. Hell, Bass Pro even runs deals for old camo and old hunting clothing and old styles of things like waders and that are proven to work. Companies just like making new shit so they can advertise it and push it because they know that 50% of America likes to buy things because it's new and not because they need it. Like everybody who buys a new iPhone every year, every other year. So anyway, that's kind of like my little rant on things you should buy this time of year, in my opinion. Calls, there are people who like to buy calls all the time. I have calls that work, so I don't buy more calls. If I have calls that work, why would I spend $130 on a new acrylic duck call? It's $130 I could put toward, right now, a dozen canvas packs on Roger Sporting Goods. Like, why the fuck would I buy another duck call? Just shit like that, guys. Think before you buy dumb shit. If you don't need it, don't buy it. But calls, I'm not into buying more calls or anything like that. If you are, there are deals this time of year, guys. So check into it. Obviously, bows, last year's archery equipment. Every year, I swear to God, there's 20 new broadheads out. Buy a set of broadheads that are on sale right now that are old, trusty, tried and true. Get you some Thunderheads or whatever, some Muzzies, some G5s, whatever, and just get them now. Get them $10 off, whatever. That saves you money, man. That shit saves you money, and that makes mama happy. Speaking of mama happy at home, I want to get into things that you should be doing now to prepare for next season. Number one, if you have a wife, just divorce her now. Get it over with. You spend all summer fishing. You spend all fall and winter hunting. And you'll thank me later. No, I'm kidding. No, but if your wife sucks and holds you back from doing things you like to do, get a new one. That's all I'll say about that. Shooting clay targets, if you're not a good wing shot, I like water swatting as much as the next guy. If you're not a good wing shot, you should really think hard about spending some time at a gun club this spring, this summer, and shooting some clays. Everybody could use it, obviously, but there are a lot of people who go out and start duck hunting, and especially people who are new to duck hunting, and they're just winging shots. I didn't mean that pun, but they're just throwing the gun up and pulling the trigger. They don't really have a sense of lead, and you do need a sense of lead to be a little more successful in the field. So you should definitely spend some time shooting some clays if that's something you need to work on. Same with archery. Admittedly, I don't do it as much as I should. I do not pick my bow up in the off season nearly as much as I should. I'm going to be honest. I just don't enjoy shooting it that much. And I often hunt in a saddle, not high off the ground in tight quarters or on the ground in tight quarters. I don't like to hunt with my bow very far from where I'm going to be making shots. So I don't spend a whole bunch of time shooting my bow at a target because I don't give a shit. I'm going to be close and I'm good enough to make the close shots. So that's just one thing. You can work on archery. Another thing, getting waterfowl guys prepping decoys for next season can be a big deal. I always go through my decoys after the season. Like, I've already done majority of it. Just go through, check them, check the paint. How's everything look? All right, I need to touch up these 10 decoys. I already did all that because I just like to get it over with, and then it's put away and it's done for the year. Now's the time, like I was talking about buying things at Rogers Sporting Goods. If your decoys are a fucking mess, just buy a couple. Even if you just want to go cheap and spend $20 on two cheap mesh bags, they'll last you at least a few seasons, in my opinion. I have one that's coming apart I've used for like 5 years. Just figure out a way to make a rack system, maybe. If you Texas rig, put some hooks up in the garage, hang them. Just keep them protected. Keep them out of the way, and you'll spend less time touching up paint on decoys and buying more decoys because you're too lazy to touch up the paint on your decoys. If that's the case, just keep them protected, guys. Figure out a good way to store them and haul them in between hunts and from the garage to a hunt. So some 12 slot bags could be a game changer for you. It could be a big deal. So just, that's another thing. You can prepare your decoys. You know, I was preparing for turkey season in February. I wasn't preparing for it now. So just get out ahead of these things, guys. This is something that can help you. These are just things that I do to prepare in the field while I'm turkey hunting. I'm constantly looking around at deer sign and deer trail. I'm normally putting more miles on in turkey season because I'm just covering ground, talking, I'm trying to strike up something. I use hunt stand, not ONX, but my hunt stand just gets loaded up with pins. Come to a random grove on public land while turkey hunting and, oh, there's some crabapple trees here. Mark them. Like I do that a lot. And I keep it in the back of my head and, on my private land spots, I'm always wild turkey hunting, not only checking for mushrooms and foraging things, but also looking at, here's some great low hanging, vines that are wrapped up in this tree that I could make some real sweet mock scrapes on this year and throw a camera on it. But I'm going to need a T-post set for it. All right. So now I found one today just like this. And I was like, bingo, like this is going to be perfect for, you know, September, October, trying to wrangle up some pictures with the trail cams and figuring out deer movement. So things like that, while in the field can be super important too. So, that's the podcast, guys. I didn't want to make it a long one. I'm actually really busy, obviously, right now. And we're gonna keep trudging on, keep moving with the podcast. We're gonna have the 3B guys in 2 weeks, so hope everybody's excited for that one. That'll be a good podcast. I'll go over some stuff and excited for that. And I'm gonna turn it on with some fishing stuff here soon. We're gonna definitely cover some fishing bases, some bow fishing stuff with my buddy Matt, hopefully, and. Glad you guys are listening. Thanks for following along. Talk to you later. Hey guys, what's up? Hey, Dependable Dog Services LLC is a duo of dog trainers who have spent years in the trade, and now they are their own company. They are helping people have better relationships with their dogs now. If your dog is an issue, it's a bit of a problem child. No matter what the issue, these folks can help you with it. You get a puppy, you want to make sure it's trained up right. These folks can help you with it. Dependable Dog Services, DependableDogServices.com. Give them a call at 240-707-0422. Thanks, guys.